What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Third down and seven. This one is launched from McLaurin. He's got it. Touchdown. Touchdown, Terry McLaurin.
Full disclosure, didn't watch the entire game, fell asleep. But it looks like Joe Burrow did his part, and that Bengals defense just...
Yeah.
Can't stop him.
Nope.
You...
I mean, Jamar Chase had over 100 yards receiving. You know, they it's not like that connection wasn't on par. You're right, their defense just bleeding.
It was bad last year.
Yep.
Looks bad again. And the Bengals are 0-3, and that was the team I picked to win the division, because they had the easiest schedule by a country mile in the AFC North. Their strength of schedule was like 15th in the league, and the Browns, Steelers, and Ravens were all top four. Doesn't matter if you lose a game or a seven-point favorite at home, and that's what they just did. Now, we're only three games in. Looks like Washington might be a pretty good football team. They lost at home to New England. Your schedule is only easy if you beat up on the teams you're supposed to beat up on, and they didn't. And you've kind of had it all off season saying, like, I don't know if I buy the Bengals. And, Doran, you've also said Washington could be nice. Just keep an eye on Washington. I should just take notes. I'm going to sit over here. I got my dunce hat on, bit. You know, just sitting here, take notes in the corner. Moleskin little, what do you call that, diary?
I think the Bengals have reached their peak, you know, through the Joe Burrow era. I just, you know, last year, he's so injury prone. Like, every time he gets hit, too, even now, he's one of those players where I'm like, oh, is he going to get up? Like, is it? Okay. Like, you never know with Joe Burrow.
And then you do not.
I mean, if you want to just talk NFL, like the Commanders, it's kind of hard to not see them being okay with Jaden Daniels. You got the former Heisman Trophy winner at the quarterback spot, and you got all kinds of receivers. You got McLaurin. You got some guys, some role players as well. And then, you know, Dan Quinn, I always thought that was a really good coach.
Yeah. You have said that.
I mean, he keeps things together. Like, he's a no-nonsense. He's a defensive-minded head coach, and I thought he did well in Atlanta, and I just thought that was a perfect fit. They needed cleaned up. Like, they needed that organization to get cleaned up. They have new ownership. They needed somebody like Dan Quinn to come in there and do that. So I think that they're going to be serious contender this year.
I think Cliff Kingsbury.
Cliff Kingsbury as well. Yep.
He's a good OC.
Yes.
We saw Kyler Murray play good football under him, but they would always fade down the stretch because that guy's just not head coach material. He lost six games with Patrick Mahomes in college.
Mm-hmm.
Like, his offenses were always elite in college. His defenses were always abhorrent. Well, you don't got to worry about defense. You got Dan Quinn. So, yeah, I think that's a pretty good team. And as you look ahead in the Steelers' schedule, Washington looks more warm to the task for a game like that than I had that one in the win column for the Steelers. But here's the other thing. Jaden Daniels ain't going to be going up against the Bengals defense in that game.
Nope.
And the Steelers defense looks as good as it's been in a long time. I heard Starkey yesterday say he thinks the Steelers defense is the best since 2010. I heard Pony say it's the best Steelers since 2008. I don't want to get sucked into that. But through three games, it's as good as it's been in a while.
Yeah. I think the depth makes them... the question of that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I think because, like, if you look, let me just look around. I mean, I know Highsmith is hurt, but, like, look at that position. Look at the depth there. Look at the depth of middle linebacker. You're going to get Cole Holcomb back at some point. Look at the depth in the back end, and you're going to get Cam Sutton back at some point. Like, the depth is insane. Like, if you rotate, like, you still have high-quality players. Like, and that's hard to keep up with if you're an offense, whenever you have fresh players that can rotate in and out and not have the production drop off.
Yes, and I heard a friend of mine who's a scout, a former scout, say yesterday, you think about 2017, and the Steelers geared up that entire offseason to beat the New England Patriots, and they wanted to play a lot of man coverage, and they were going to play a lot of nickel defense, a lot of dime defense. Okay, great. You feel like you match up well with the Patriots. They took them down to the wire in the Jesse James game. But then what happens? You play Jacksonville in the playoffs, and they get big, and they get nasty, and they run it right up your butt. Phrasing. If you want to play that game against the Steelers now, we just saw it. They're going to shut you down.
Mm-hmm.
Can't run the ball on the Steelers.
No.
If you want to play, oh, we're going to throw the ball all over the yard, I think the Steelers got two good corners. They got a great safety tandem. You got elite edge rushers, three of them. You've got Cam Hayward, who looks like he's 26, not 36. Larry Ogunjobi's health. You want to play that game? You want to go for a track meet? Feel like the Steelers probably got a quarterback, but their personnel, and you touched on this yesterday, they can mix and match. Oh, okay, we want to play coverage? We'll just throw Peyton Wilson on the field.
Uh-huh.
We can run around with you guys.
You got a good tight end. We got Peyton Wilson.
Yep. We got Minka Fitzpatrick. We got Deshaun Elliott. Deshaun Elliott can play any game you want. You want to put him in a box? He'll come down the box. Uh-huh. You want to play center field? He'll play center field. They are multiple on defense in a way that they haven't been in a very long time in a changing league. And we've seen the Steelers' defense in the last few years. They beat up on some bad teams. And it does inflate their statistics. I think the Steelers' defense, Bengals ain't scoring 33 on them.
No.
I don't think that's happening. Dallas ain't walking in here, I don't think, and putting up 25 or more points. I just feel so much better about the defense. And there is an injury. We know that already. Alex Highsmith hurt. Mike Tomlin touched on it after the game. Well, Alex Highsmith said yesterday he got an MRI. And just listening to him, Dorn, it sounds like he'll be out a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Which means your guy, Mr. Pin Your Ears Back Herbig, he's going to be playing.
Yep.
He's going to make it hard to take him off the field, I think.
Yes, he is.
Like you said yesterday, you would start Herbig. If he plays two or three games, he's going to put up numbers. He's going to look good. He's going to make impact plays. It's going to be hard to take him off the field.
I think he's also proven that he can be, you know, that edge, you know, the stop the run. It's a very hard thing to do. You got to be stout. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, but I think that if you do watch some of the games that he has been in and there are running plays, like he has done a decent job, a good enough job. I mean, like honestly, it's not rocket science. Like either you can keep your outside arm free and not let anything get to the edge and kind of force things inside, or you can't. Like I think that he can. Like it's not like he's new to the position. He knows how to play the position.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how big he is. He understands leverage. He understands how to use his body the right way. He can win matchups, whether it's the run game or the pass game. You're right, Kraut. Like this guy going in here and getting this opportunity, he's going to make it very, very hard for the Steelers to have to give it back or have to give full, you know, the full reins to Alex Highsmith whenever he does come back, because he's gonna light it up. Just this week, he's going to light it up.
I agree, and I think he's going to get a very good dose of Jonathan Taylor running right at him, so you're going to find out.
Yep.
But slant your line, things like that, if you even need to help him. You might not need to, because you're right. He just, again, you're you, I'm me, but he just has that tactician kind of look about him.
Right.
Like you just watch, he just is a smart guy.
Yes. I mean, think about it. Like, would
you got to be James Harrison, is what I'm saying.
No, like, would you, okay, so you have a 6'6", 330 pound tackle. Would you engage, or would you be like, oh, I'm smaller, I'm quicker, would I just do, you know, make a quick move so they get off their feet and then I could get to the outside? Like, don't engage. Like, maybe a little bit, but use your talent to stay outside in the run game so nothing gets outside of you and force things inside. That's what he's going to do. It's not going to look like a normal, you know, hey, set the edge. Like, oh, man, I got to be stout. Like, no, don't do that.
Just play your game.
Yeah. Whoop, whoop. Like, get around him.
A what now?
Whoop, whoop.
A whoop, whoop,
whoop, whoop. Get around him.
I remember talking to Joey Porter back at my old place. I forget who the Steelers drafted. It was a outside backer. It might have been one of those tweener guys. And I asked him, I said, how do you feel about him coming in, setting the edge? And he laughed. He goes, you think we're drafting an outside linebacker? Is not going to set the edge? We ain't drafting outside linebackers. I'm going to set the edge. You basically laughed in my face.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.